Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
This week, dear brethren, I have very good news for you. We have only praise celebrations for some of our heroes in the faith. First, for the game company Hasbro, which recently announced the reinvention of one of the all-time most evil board games in history, Monopoly. Now, I know many of you might be thinking that Monopoly is evil because it's a mind-numbingly long game that often leads to hurt feelings and family fighting, but that's not the real issue. The fundamental problem with Monopoly is that it teaches, dare I say, preaches capitalism. The importance of private property, the owning of rental properties and growing them to their maximum abuse of the tenant, and even the hyper-development of natural resources into houses and hotels. So evil. You may not realize this, but the original developer of the precursor to Monopoly actually meant it to show people the ills of laissez-faire capitalism, elements of which criticism are still part of the game today, between the random chance events of life, the unfair police system, and the winner-take-all mindset of selfish greed that produces one king robber baron at the end of each unpleasantly long game. Unfortunately, the plan backfired, and millions of Americans and even people in other countries grew up loving the game, playing it ruthlessly, and even learning from it the ways of capitalism and the acquisition of monopolistic power rather than the evils of either. But now Hasbro has reinvented the game without paper money. Instead of having a banker and players who must track their balances and constantly do math to determine things like the return on investment of any given land opportunity, they will go paperless and play the game via an app on their phones. Now, it's true, the basic game elements remain the same, and so all the core problems of promoting capitalism persist. However, there are two big advantages of this new version. First, players no longer need to know any math to play, which means they do not learn how to do any math in the actual playing. This, of course, is absolutely essential to our political goals, since equality for all and the mathematical consequences of the redistribution of wealth are really bad. But if people can't do math, they won't know. And since people cannot successfully run businesses or keep tabs on their governments if they can't do math, moving Monopoly to a math-free game will only facilitate a mathless society who won't have to worry about acquiring wealth, since they'll be living in the poverty-stricken socialist utopia we will provide them. Second, anything that shoves people away from direct eye contact interaction with other people and onto their screens and phones is yet another big win for our cause, since a country of screen watchers and app users will ultimately be governed all the more easily by the thought leaders and executive guidance counselors of our order. So, for further separating our people from the mathematical foundations of a free and capitalist society, and for giving them one more reason to bury their eyes in their screens, we say bravo, Hasbro! Keep up the good work of destroying America. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, to the outstandingly incoherent social activism of all of those who are participating in the defacing and destroying of Teslas, we just want to say how much we are with you in spirit, if not actually with you in committing vandalism and arson. Yes, we of course feel your deep wrath towards the straight-arm-saluting South African who is being allowed to decimate the federal workforce by President Not a Chance in H-E Double Hockey Sticks We Ever Say His Name. And since the only logical way to show the almost feral anger we feel toward him is to take it out on completely unrelated private property made by his company and sold to people who at least used to think like we did, we want you to know how proud we are of what you're doing. If slashing tires, gouging side panels, breaking mirrors, and setting incendiary devices to destroy Teslas is not enough to soothe the savage progressive in you, all we can do is offer our advice to think bigger. Don't just attack Teslas. Since it's really the entire project of electric vehicles that Tesla has promoted, why not destroy other brands as well? Priuses, Volts, Lightnings, and even the very ugly Mach-Es. And while you're at it, why not destroy charging stations? Or maybe just to show Elon Musk how evil he is, you could start driving gasoline cars again. But what about other projects Elon Musk is in charge of? You could try to impede or destroy a SpaceX launch, maybe by chaining yourself to the missile silo. That would really show him. Or you could drive to disaster zones or Ukrainian battlefields and demolish every life-saving Starlink satellite system you find. Perhaps you have friends who use the social media platform X on their phones. Well, why not just grab those phones and break them? If enough people have their Teslas, their Starlinks, and their X-carrying phones destroyed, then no one will be giving money to Elon Musk anymore. That'll show him for sure. So just as we celebrate climate change activists who throw beans on artistic masterpieces, or social justice warriors who win hearts and minds by laying down persuasively on freeways to make people late for work, we salute you Cybertruck attackers everywhere. Keep doing the work and smile for the sentry mode cameras. Your felonious acts of violence bring joy to our bleeding hearts. Well done. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our Golden Tambourine Award of the Week goes to Pennsylvania State Senator Lindsey Williams for her unflinching dedication to the true and holy cause of systemic gender anarchy, the third of our 6.5 sacred pillars of wokeness. Speaking courageously against a bill to ban transgender athletes from girls' sports in her state, she said,
"I want all girls to know that there are elected officials like me who believe female bodies are just as strong, as fast and capable as male bodies. Because notably, this bill only seeks to ban trans girls from playing sports, not trans boys."
Yes, women's bodies are every bit as fast, strong, and capable as men's bodies. This basic fact of science is so completely proven that it's almost incomprehensible anyone dares to challenge it. But of course, we are not ignorant of what the gender bigots and the two genders only blasphemers say on this subject. Some of us have even had to hear President No Way Jose repeat these heresies from the Oval Office. We obviously realize that male runners routinely have faster times than female runners, and we certainly know that male weightlifters regularly lift more than female weightlifters, and of course, we admit there are no women in the NFL, MLB, NBA, or NHL. But is this proof that women's bodies are less strong, less fast, or less capable than men's bodies? Absolutely not. To say that would be offensive and a sexist insult to women's self-esteem, the sort of thing we know must be false because it would be mean for it to be true.
I want all girls to know that there are elected officials like me who would never underestimate your ability to beat a boy at their own sport. Because that's what the premise of this bill assumes, that female bodies are less than male bodies, that girls are at a, quote, automatic disadvantage and can't possibly compete against boys, even though girls do it every day.
And since mean or offensive ideas must be false, we applaud Senator Williams for simply stating what must be true, no matter what the apparent evidence from the world of sports shows to the contrary. But of course, the heretics ask, if women are truly as capable as men in every way, why aren't there any in the professional sports or the Olympics who are beating men head-to-head in competition? Well, isn't it obvious? Because the system is rigged against women. The entire apparatus of sports is obviously built on systemic sexism. And just like the SATs were biased against minorities, sports is biased against girls. If the stopwatches show a slower result, it must be because the clocks are manipulated to lie. If the weights lifted are less, obviously it's because someone is swapping them out between events. Women aren't in male professional sports because they're systemically excluded from tryouts, told they're less capable, and brainwashed into believing that women can't compete against men. That's got to be the reason. It's only logical. That's why this whole idea of allowing transgender athletes to play in women's sports is entirely the wrong approach. What we should do instead is eliminate the separation of men's and women's sports and watch the equality manifest itself. It's high time to tear down the walls of this athletic apartheid. Time to end the era of separate but equal in sports. Yes, we must desegregate the fields and courts of this great land of equality. Integration is the only way forward. Now, of course, for a while, we need to implement some gender affirmative action in the newly integrated teams to make up for the decades of Jane Crow regulations that kept the female athletes down with lower funding, inferior training, and uncomfortable uniforms. So yes, an integrated NFL will require that 50% of the players be women, until such time as women prove that they are just as strong as the top offensive tackles, just as fast as the top wide receivers, and just as capable as the most talented safeties. I'm sure it will only take, what, a couple of seasons. But because we have our gender anarchy principles to guide us, we know this will work, and our dreams of a gender-blind sports will come true. So well done, Senator Williams, for saying the truth before it's true, so that we might act as if it's true and make it true through sheer repetition of its truthiness. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.